I'm going to jump down to on the summary. It's paragraph 3E. I just want to let folks know, Ron's actually been with UPC for over 15 years, 16 years. I was under the misunderstanding that he came to UPC as a result of PIMS, but he's always been there. So I know some people have been talking about if we do away with PIMS or go to low maintenance, so we don't need Ron. I just want to let you guys know that we do have a need for Ron, certainly in the short term, if not the long term. Okay, is lunch ready?
It is whatever you are ready.
Let's go ahead, and if everybody will get something to eat, and then I'll go into the financial report.
So I would like to go to the legislature, really, from my perspective, more of a discussion of the LLC.
Okay, so tell me, it's Wolf Woolley?
Chad Woolley.
Chad Woolley, okay. I know it was Woolley, I just couldn't remember.
I county attorney for Daggett County. And we also contract with Taylorsville Midlands. Plus, I don't know that we've ever gotten a bill for us.
Is I think I know I sent out. Yeah, no.
I've got the bill.
Right.
You probably don't even know I'm representing you right now, and all in South Salt Lake.
No, I know I sent. Yeah, because I knew Midville was on there, and I can't remember who. I sent a letter this week. I will go back and check on Monday and see who I sent the letter to.
Craig Hall and Craig Corn.
Oh, okay. That's who I sent it to.
Craig Hall is still there, kind of. He'll be moving next month. And so.
Okay, tell him that I sent him the letter and to get it to you.
Okay.
Now that you said his name, that's who I sent
it
to.
It's a per user fee.
Yeah.
So maybe I could sit down with Ron. We've got all these contracts and everything. You know, South Salt Lake, the dark, and I don't see Taylor's really on this.
Yeah, see, and I was just using whatever Ron. So
well, I think Taylor's has never been updated to the newest version, so that might be why we're not. Anyway, I would, if there's a call, I'd love to be on the
phone.
That would be great.
Okay, that'd be great.
I'd like to hear what the LLC has to say.
Okay. Good. Thanks, Jen. Appreciate it.
And then you want me to just get Ron?
Yes,
on
the users.
So
yeah.
I'll talk to him and figure out what.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so he wants to do the way I do it.
That guy,
oh, we have been involved with him for years. He's got some property that he improved and get a building permit. I mean, so that's what this is all over, is, you know, just to get a permit and turn it into code. But he's a constitutionalist, so, you know, we got the issue. Yeah, and you're using my name wrong, you know, the big one is.
He told me you gotta get the name right.
Oh, yeah. And that he's a free man, and in the latest one, he's referring to the Constitution and the amendments adopted in 1798 or something. I mean, just, yeah. So, yeah, he's put us, me and the judge, and I can't remember who else on notice, that we're being sued, you know, in court. Yes, thank you. Yes, exactly. Yeah, in somebody's basement. So.
Thank you. you doing, Ed?
Ryan, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you, Sam? Our city manager
is
90% of the deal, and then they just kind of a prize. The city council almost feels like something like this. By the time we actually vote on something, they've all kind of figured out what they want to do. And most things are unanimous. Occasionally, there's a utopia thing that's a little more politically divisive. But the nuts and bolts of most stuff is really the city manager and the department heads problem solving, and then the council just adopting their ideas.
You've got 20 days. So I just go through town, but I just follow the sign.
Your Pim's answer was, it sounds like we're gonna maintain its status quo, but do nothing to upgrade it. And at the same time, see if we can figure out how to get a little stable and update it one time appropriately. Implement in the long term, but just create a funny software. Maybe you can support it.
Find the vendor somewhere.
But almost as a statewide thing that everybody at least could, because you know, stuff to pay their own user fees, but you subsidize the implementation costs.
Okay, should we go ahead and get started?
Put this aside. That's a good idea.
Okay, so let me go over the year-to-date report. On tab C, you're going to see where we are at in terms of the surcharge. The surcharge for May went up. I realize in the summary that I gave you, it reflects April because I actually got May's surcharge on Monday when this was supposed to go out and had to change it. But we went up to $51,000, I think it's $806, whereas back in April it was $48,000, so there was a slight bump. You can see then the information comparing it to the past fiscal years as well as the year end. Based on projections, and if I budgeted or estimated that we'd get 51,000 next month, I'm hoping that that's conservative, but we should come in, you know, very close to what Mark budgeted last year of 567,000. Does anybody have any questions on that? Okay. Let's see. The PIMS user fees for this last fiscal year is in there. You'll see that it was $43,593. As I said, if the remaining users all pay, that will bump us up to about $48,000 for this last year in terms of PIMS user fees. Then let me see. Now, for next year, when I get into this, actually, let me wait until I get into the fiscal year 15. Okay, so on tab F is the, tab E is the expenditure report. If you guys have a chance to look at that, does anybody have any questions? And what this is the expenditures from, looks like it's, I just meant to do March and April, but it looks like it's from February through the end of April. April and May, although there's some February dates on here. But anybody have any questions on the expenditures? Okay. Moving on, let's see. Oh, no, just a minute. Sorry. Oh, no. Excuse me. I was looking at the wrong report. I've given you the PIMS user fee, the actual user fees, what you all have paid, just so you can go back and make sure that what we have accounted for you is what you in fact have paid. So that is, I was looking at that behind tab E, thinking that was the comparative report. Okay, the expenditure report is actually tab F. Nobody had any questions about that, and that is just April and May's expenditures. Okay, so then the next tab is UPC's comparison budget report through the end of the year. Marilyn did a good job trying to get our year-end numbers in. So you can take a look at that. Just highlight a couple of things in here. We were under budget in a number of instances. We actually made money on conferences, on spring conference. We anticipate that we'll be making some money this next year. The fact that everybody, our public entities, will now be paying the $75 user fee. But what I wanted to draw your attention to on the staff attorney training, the total TSRP training, says we're at 237% of the budget. I didn't give you a breakdown, but some of those costs were incurred through Ed with the drums, but we have been reimbursed through grant funds, and that doesn't offset that number. So I just didn't want y'all to be too concerned when you saw that number, realize that it's not all money that came out of our budget. Let me see. What else was high?
The DUI education
thing. Yeah, that was actually the highest one. There's a couple that are 130%, 120%. But again, some of those were unexpected costs. I mean, it wasn't terribly costly, but as you can see at the bottom line is that we are projected to net an income this year of $22,717. But again, we don't have June's numbers. UPA's conference is next month. We'll hear a report on, or excuse me, this month. Yeah, we are in June. Mm-hmm. This month. But theirs is just a $12,000.
Sorry to interrupt you, but we have tons of food. We paid for it. It's here, so potatoes, veggies, eat up, please. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So UPA is just a $12,000 pass-through. I haven't gotten any response to the letters that we sent out on unusual prosecution expenses, so I've taken that out of this comparison budget. What Mark had budgeted, $16,000 for new computer equipment. And so the fact that we're a little bit, that we have an excess, my goal is, or what I'm gonna do is go out and purchase some of the new equipment that we need in our office. What I wanna do is go to laptops with docking stations. I know some of you may have that. We do it in the military, it's great. So you pick up your computer and it goes with you. We need to get, I don't know if we'll get it now or in the next fiscal year, but we need to digitize basic prosecutor course. So we're going to get digital cameras for that, or I'm not even sure what you call it, digital video recorder, something close enough. We need new projectors. We just need to bring everything up to the 20th century in terms of basic. So that's my comparison report. I know I went through it really fast, and I did it only... 21st century. Oh, did I say 20th? Oh, 21st century. Yeah, we don't want to go back.
We're going back to the chalkboard.
Yeah, no, we don't want to do that.
We're still trying to catch up with the 20th century.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you were thinking.
Yeah. That's PIMS you're bringing up.
PIMS, yes. PIMS. Okay, so does... And again, I apologize for going through really, really fast. I just didn't want to, you know, take too much of your time because I know y'all want to go shoot, but does anybody have any questions about the comparison report? Okay. So that leads me to the proposed budget, which is already... I knew was going to have to be amended, but it's already going to, I already know that the numbers are going to be off just based on what we've decided in this meeting here is to assess only, you know, the first 6 months of the PIMS user fees. So that actually is going to drop. I projected $43,000 in PIMS user fee income for next year. So that's not going to be realistic. So we'll need to go back and base that on the 103 user fee for 6 months. But with that said, realize then that tab H is my proposed UPC budget, understanding that it's going to have to change. I gave you kind of an overview page on the front, just some things to note, is the conferences that we want to add this next year. We're going to do a domestic violence 101 for prosecutors and officers. We're going to substitute that for the sexual assault conference. Donna, we talked, and because that conference has been held 2 years in a row now, but the numbers dropped. And so we thought that, and we haven't done a DV 101 for a long time, so we thought that we would do that one this year and then perhaps go back to a sexual assault the following year. I'll take this to the training committee, but I've had several requests for a white collar crime conference. And looking through Mark's training materials, it's been a number of years, quite a few years since we've had any white collar training. So if the training committee proposes that, then I would propose that we put that on there. We will have to conduct new county attorney training, hopefully for not too many attorneys, but we know that there will at least be one or two that we'll need to conduct that for. It's been almost 4 years since we've done a train the trainer, and so I'm proposing that we add that into the agenda, into the budget next year. One of the reasons is I'd like to get more master trainers across the state so that instead of having to have, you know, big conferences all the time, we can do what Ed and I are, you know, implementing is some of these regional smaller trainings, and then we could take advantage of, you know, those that are trained in the local jurisdictions. You know, we can funnel UPC materials and, you know, maybe send a UPC staffer down there, but we can get more training events. And then it's been proposed by my staff that we have UPC staff training event, so I threw that in there, and you'll see that. Okay, you can see how I figured the PIMS user fees, so that's already going to change, so you can kind of ignore that. What I am proposing as my budget for next year, again, this will change, but it was at $573,865.66. And I go through the analysis how I got that. I think Paul had mentioned, I thought I heard him saying it, but the user fee, the bill, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Surcharge,
thank you. But the bail fine for Class C misdemeanors is going up by $30, and for Class B misdemeanors, it's going up by $50. Rick Schwimmer says that a conservative estimate would be anywhere from 5 to 10%, maybe not quite that much, and it will certainly be a delayed increase, but it's going up nevertheless. So I took an estimated amount. So I took what I anticipated my budget would be, added 5%, and that's where I got the $573,865 figure. Now, what we have been allocated is over $600,000, and you know maybe we will get that with the surcharge, but we haven't met, the surcharge has not met the state's allocation in a number of years, and so again, I'm being as conservative as I can. So that's kind of an overview. So then, going through then the detailed budget proposal. So you can see the conferences there, and what we're estimating is approximately $75,000 in revenue generated from conference fees. The sexual assault conference, no matter what I did, I could not get it to not show up, so that's why it's in there, and it has a zero next to that.
The, do you know when you're going to do the DB one?
It would be, when do we do the...
It would be in February.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. Probably the last February.
Okay. So there's always CCJJ always does a victims of crime one, mm-hmm. like in, I think, April or May. April. And then there's the one in Heber in April or May. And it just seems like sometimes it feels like we get hammered with it, like all of the same similar ones all at the same time.
We also have a victims conference that's coming up in June 25th where we're going to be covering victim-centered issues, DV strangulation issues. That's coming up. So that's which we're helping sponsor, I think, and so that's going to be coming up.
Okay.
Do they have also the sexual assault component to it, or just the strangulation training?
No, it's primarily
February sounds right.
Primarily DV related. So Ryan, we have one that's coming up in June.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what I was saying is we do it, early in the year, and what we're intending it to be. Is like I said, we're calling it the 101, is to resurrect Christine's 101 manual and, just talk about the basics. And that's why we want to invite the officers, is this is what you need to be looking for, and prosecutors, this is what you need to be doing, is, just making it really basic.
Well, there's Scott. Probably a training committee issue, and maybe, because I know you don't have anything else to do, but if you're going to do DD 101 in February, you may want to think about rewriting the problem for basic, which is only 2 months away, so that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's
going to
be a little bit
done. Okay. The John R. Justice Grant. Was that it?
Good question. I know that are we alternating DV against sexual assault training? Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. Or is that being done by attendance or need or money?
All of the above. The first, 2 years ago, we had what, 170?
We had 135.
35.
First year.
And how many did we have this last year?
We had about 95 this time.
So we dropped 40, 45.
What's the cost for us to put that thing in? Roughly.
Second.
$5,000.
It was about 65 is what we, I think we budgeted for.
Yeah, we budgeted $7,500 and ended up spending about $6,000.
And was that offset by the registration fees?
Yes, we made about $5,000 on that. Mm-hmm.
So were you saying your cost was about $1,000?
We set aside $3,500, then what the grants picked up versus what the net cost of income was. You were
asking
about
$5,000.
So
we came out
actually
ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we didn't lose
any money. No. It's just Donna was concerned that with the number drop, that we might experience that again.
Yeah.
and just thought that if we did it for 2 years.
The only reason I'm saying that is that I know that's just such a, that's just such an important training.
Right.
If we can help underwrite it, that's something on a manual basis and not be something.
Well, and Donna's on all these committees, you know, the sexual assault committees, and my guess would be is that, you know, knowing that we've got some of these other conferences that are going to maybe touch on some of these subjects. Let's see. Okay, so then going back, let's see. So the John R. Justice, hopefully you all got the email on that. For those of you that are supervisors, if you know somebody that's new in your office that maybe didn't get forwarded that email, if you could make sure and get that to them. The drawback is last year we had over $50,000 in award money. This year we're down to $32,000. So not a whole lot. You can see the number there's numbers there for Donna and Ed's grants. Then Pim's income, obviously I'm going to have to adjust that. So that total income of $987,000, basically just ignore that number, because, like I said, because it will change. Okay, the administrative fees, those really don't change. They're static from year to year. And then I've just gone through with Marilyn's help, which I appreciate, and estimated the cost of each of these conferences. So for advanced trial skills, we're budgeting a little over $5,000. For basic, $18,000. Now, Marilyn tells me that we may be able to get some grant money to offset the cost of that, but obviously I don't know what that is, so I'm budgeting. Oh, train the trainer, excuse me. Thank you. Okay, basic is about 18. Civil conference is about 12,000. Conference materials, this is something that I can take out of the budget easily, but I'll leave it up to you or what my numbers are. The handout slash materials would be, we're calling it, those would be handouts that we would give to conference attendees similar to the briefcases. And then the calendars, what those are, is that was Mark's way of thanking presenters at conferences. It wasn't put into the budget this year because there just wasn't any money for that. And so I did build it into my budget, anticipating that $43,000 of income from PIMS. But depending upon how the numbers go, I may still be able to do that. But that's what those two numbers represent. Estimating about $8,500 for the domestic violence conference. The executive conference is around $1,000. Fall is $17,000. It is being held in Park City this year. Is not where it's at this year. That's why it's a little bit less.
Is it in St. George?
Oh, no, St. George.
Yeah,
I'm thinking.
A brain freeze.
Yeah, okay. All right, new county attorney seminar. I budgeted $2,000 for that, whether or not, you know, we spend all of that. And then the UPC staff training is this other training event of $500. That can be taken out. The executive, the AGs, Sean, Spence, Greg, they are all very supportive of going back to the regional trainings that we weren't able to do this year, regional legislative updates, as well as encouraging us to take these regional workshops out. And so that $14,000, that is what that is for. Again, that is not an absolute necessity, so I can massage those numbers if I need to. Again, I couldn't get the sexual assault for not appearing, so that's why that's there. $27,000 is what we're estimating on spring conference. And then I've got the numbers for the staff attorney training from Ed and Donna with what they do. So the total staff training for them would be $14,500. Train the trainer, we're estimating $17,000. That would be an increase from when we did it 4 years ago. But as I said, we think we might be able to get some grant money, maybe $4,000 or $5,000. It wouldn't cover the total cost, but it would offset that. OOMPA, about $9,000, with it being down in Cedar City. Gas will be a big expense. And then white collar crime, my guess would be, and I would need some input from those of you that either have done white collar or would anticipate, I just budgeted for a 1 day conference, do it along the Wasatch Front. But would there be a need to make it a 2 day conference or, you know, a day and a half conference?
You don't want to specify an area.
Right, and that's why I'd looked, you know, to the training committee. But if you wanted to go cover a lot of topics, I mean, would there be enough to do 2 days, or would you want to just keep it as a 1 day conference?
I'm just saying, dude, that's
yeah,
that's a huge
right.
practice area.
Right.
I mean, you got everything. You got securities fraud, social security.